Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat, 745 and a half, up 3 and a half. May wheat in Chicago, 707 and three quarters, up 4. July, 710 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. May corn, 659 and three quarters, down 3 quarters. July, 640 and three quarters, down a half. And December, at 548, up 3 quarters. May soybeans, 14.39 and a quarter, up 17. July, 13.97 and a half, up 17 and a half. November, at 12.26 and a half, up 8 and a half. May soybean meal at 4.16.10 is up 8.80. May soybean oil is 49.90, up 51. April live cattle, 126.57 and a half, down 30. April feeder cattle, 135.60, down 92 and a half. And May lean hogs are 88.25, and they are up 12 and a half.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's go ahead and look at some agricultural news while we're getting Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services on the telephone out of Webster City, Iowa. Japan's trade deficit ballooned to a record $83.4 billion in the last fiscal year as a surge in exports to the U.S. failed to offset the impact from territorial tensions with China and weak demand from crisis-stricken Europe. The customs figures released today showed the U.S. edging ahead of China as Japan's largest export market, as America-bound exports jumped 10.4% from a year earlier to $116.3 billion. Evidently, Sue not available at the moment, but we'll go to Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for coming on in very short notice. It's much appreciated.
Anything to get out of the rain, Dave.
I need to pass this along. Police in Texas say that it's not clear how many people remain trapped in the rubble after a fertilizer storage facility explosion that killed as many as 15 people and injured more than 160 others. Officials on the ground remain in search and rescue mode. West Texas is very close to Waco, and so longtime listeners to this show will know that Dan Zwicker, our regular Thursday analyst, is from the Waco area. And because he's not on the air today, I thought I'd pass along that he did text in this morning and said he and his family are fine.
Thank God for that, and all of our hearts go out to the people that are hurt and have lost their lives. It's been a tough week, it seems.
Let's go ahead and talk about the marketplace, though. And on Thursday, we usually spend quite a bit of time looking at technical factors in the marketplace, and we like to look at harvest months, usually in the morning. So November composite daily soybeans.
Well, I think the biggest thing to look at on the November composite, Dave, is on the weekly chart, and I'll go to the daily here in just a second, but I've noticed that the composite new crop charts have all hit their 200-week moving averages or are now back to testing their 200-week moving averages. Corn, beans, wheat, all new crop futures, very important key technical week when it comes to those moving averages. If you take it back to the daily mindset, you are seeing the November come up with the July, but you can see that the bull spread has been very, very active again this week, and today's export sales, I think, is going to promote that type of continuation along with the weather pattern, maybe putting in more new crop bean acres in the Delta State. Certainly my folks that I work with in the Missouri Boot Heel and in Western Tennessee are suggesting that. Just got off the phone with a client in Kentucky. He has been shut out as well, and they're starting to talk more and more about getting some more beans in as you go south. So I think that the chart itself daily looks good. We're back above 1225. That takes us back above the April 4th low. You really want to get a close back above that 1245 level and get back that old support that we had taken out after the grain stocks report.
I mean, if we were to finish the week weaker, you could probably make a case for next week a stab at 1185, I would think.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that goes back to the spread. If we're still trading $1.50 plus on the July Nov bean spread, I wouldn't be as nervous about that. I have noted that we've seen some of the basis being pulled in the beans, but I'm wondering if that's not because of the future setting up this rally here. But we're trading a July Nov bean spread of about 171 right now. That's the best we've seen since around March 13th. The old highs from around March 11th on a closing basis just under the 185 level. So we're essentially going after the major highs. That 185 level is the best price we had seen going all the way back to September of 2012. If we keep seeing the spread go back towards those levels and that's at the expense of the November price, I'm not going to get too worried about it.
So taking it back to the flat price, if we see closes above 1244, we would negate the downside for the time being?
Yeah, I think 1245, 1244 area is a real negation, especially given the fundamentals starting to stack up against the new crop when it comes to the planting weather and some of these delays. And also I would say that I think the beans have probably taken it on the chin more psychologically and obviously with the bird flu issues and with some of the weakness in the equities markets. But your true leader in the bean complex right now is your meal, and I mean true from a standpoint of both supply demand, tight supplies, wonderful export sales this morning, and also the idea that the processors are really having a tough time getting nearby beans.
Let's turn our attention then to December corn. There's no way you can sugarcoat it. We are in a downward channel that started back in November, and there's nothing there that really suggests anything other than that at the moment.
The one good thing you have is you're back above the 538.5 level. We were able to do that last week. We got the really bad day on the gold market. We took it below 538.5 one day this week. We've been above that level ever since, and we're now starting to cross into the 20-day moving average right around the 547.5 level on the electronic-only Dease corn chart. You close above the 547.5 level, I think you can make a run back towards that 565 area and that old consolidation point that we decided whether we wanted to go higher and decided to go higher a little bit and then went sharply lower after the grain stocks report came out. You take 565 out, Dave, then you're on track to going after that 573.75 high. I've got to think at this stage, if the fundamentals mean anything to the market as far as the weather delays and what we're seeing in terms of the new crop planting potential here in the next 2 weeks being next to nil for most of the Corn Belt, it would seem that we need to test that 573.75 high one more time before we want to really take the market down and take out that 525 low that we established back on the 1st of April.
And if you're a channel watcher, we have reached the time that you could see a move all the way back down to 512. It's not hard to think of that.
Yeah, and I think that's where your 10-day moving average is running at about 541 right now. I'm using that as my barometer or my go-no-go gauge, if you will, as to whether we're going to go back and test the lower side before we try and go up to that 575 area. If we close back below 540 December corn, at 538.5, that old March 7th low, really puts you in a tough spot and probably have momentum on your side to the downside.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics out of Lafayette, Indiana. Tip of the cap to him coming in on very short notice. Let's look at current prices. In Chicago, May wheat is 707 and a quarter, up three quarters. May wheat in Kansas City is 746 up 4. May corn 658 and a half down 2. July 639 and 3 quarters down 1 and a half. December at 548 up 3 quarters. May soybeans 1440 and a quarter up 18. July 1398 and a quarter up 18 and a quarter. And November at 1226 and a half up 8 and a half. May soybean meal 416.70 up 940. May soybean oil at 49.98 up 59. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.